This is the fifth canto of Bhagavad Lila. This is, we save the best for last here in the fifth canto. We want to hear this nice description of the hellish planets. And then we hear the story of Ajamil in the sixth canto, which is we get scared and frightened at the end of the fifth canto by hearing about the different hellish planets that we may be going to, or we may have been destined to go to until we met Srila Prabhupada and received the holy name from him. But there's these, in general, these hellish planets, or this introduction, they're also called Narak Loka. They're situated below Patal Loka, which means there's between Earth planet and these hellish planets, it's about 800,000 miles, or it's quite a long way. They're below all these planets, Vitala, Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Tala, Tala, Mahatala, Rasatala, Patala. And of course, below Patala is Lord Ananta Shesh, or Lord Shankarshan, incarnation of God. He is an Ishtadev and Lord of Lord Shiva, predominating deity of false ego. And above him, you can say, just below Patala Loka and slightly above the waters of the Garbhodaka Ocean, is Yamraj's place called Pitri Loka, sometimes called Yamaloka. This is presided over by Yamaraj. The Yamadutas bring sinful persons to Pitri Loka after death. Yamaraj judges them according to what their sins are, and he sends them to one of the hellish planets for proper punishment. Shukadeva, of all these thousands of planets, Shukadeva describes 28, and they're pretty heavy punishments there, and if one performs various activities, he has to go there. And I think we'll just read the description, and everyone can be warned and alarmed not to engage in any sinful activities. Whatever we do, we have to pay for. One who takes someone else's wife, children, or money goes to Tamishra, one hell called Tamishra, where he has no food or water to drink, and he's always beaten until he falls unconscious by the Yamadutas. If someone cheats another man and enjoys his wife and children, he goes to Anda Tamishra, and he suffers greatly there. One who works hard day and night and commits violence against others for his own happiness, it goes to Rodrava. Then all the different entities that he injured or killed or gave difficulty to, they take the form of something called Rurus, and then they really pulverize the guy. Persons who live by hurting others have to go to Maharodrava. There's Rodrava and Rodrava. And there's a bunch of animals there that beat you up and eat your flesh. If we like fried chicken and fried fish and whatnot, fried turkey, whatever, or cooked, let's say, if we like to cook animals and birds to satisfy our tongues, ducks and turkeys and all these things, pigs and goats and cows and etc. Then we go to Kumbhipaka. Everyone's heard of Kumbhipaka. And everyone's roasted there, Kentucky fried bodies. And Kumbhipaka, they get roasted and cooked in boiling oil. Now, I wouldn't wish that upon anyone. If someone kills a brahmana, he gets a good punishment for that. He goes to Kala Sutra. And the whole planet is made of burning copper, which is heated from underneath and from above by the sun. It's blazing hot. And a person, a Brahmahatya, he goes there, has no food or water. If he tries to lie down, sit down, he gets burned. And he stays there for millions of years as a punishment. Someone who deviates from the Vedic path even when there's no emergency, which is there's some concession. And he goes to Asipatravan, where he's whipped by the Yamadutas. And he runs into palm trees, which have leaves like sharpened swords. And they're everywhere. He can't really move. They're just everywhere he runs in these sword-like leaves, which cut him to pieces. And he cries out. Hey, a government representative who is sinful and punishes innocent citizens, or bodily punishes a brahmana, goes to Sukaramuka, and there he gets turned into Admiras or Ganaras. There's a big bunch of rollers there, like a sugarcane juice machine, and he's juiced up over there and squeezed to the max. Of course, he doesn't like that. He cries and faints. Mosquitoes. They don't know that their biting of human beings is painful, but we do. So if we kill or torment an insignificant creature like a fly or a mosquito, then we go to Andakupa. And there are birds and beasts and reptiles, mosquitoes, flies and worms, whichever ones we've harmed throughout our life. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, they come back and they beat us up and we can't sleep there at all. And people wander there forever, no sleep and suffering. Anyway, it goes on. You can read about those things. All the different sins, there's quite amazing punishments. I don't really feel like reading it. But you have to learn the codes of religion and follow them appropriately. That's the basic bottom line here. So after hearing all these hellish planets, Priksha was a little concerned. He said, listen, this this sounds like human beings don't, there's no way they can avoid going to hell. If you cheat, if you lie, you harm some innocent creature, you catch someone's wife, you do any kind of thing that people normally do nowadays, which becomes kind of normal, even acceptable behavior amongst some modern Kali Yugas. You go to so many terrible, vicious hells to suffer for so long. So how can one escape or avoid this? So then Shukadev gave a remedial measure by describing the whole story of Ajamila's sixth canto, that Harinam, Harinam, Harinam Eva Kevalam. So then Shukadev Goswami says that we have to counteract all these sins by proper atonement, and the only atonement that really works is Krishna's mercy, which we can attain by chanting Namabhas and pure name. But generally, acts of atonement are not so successful. So we'll discuss the story of Ajamila in Canto 6 next time.